Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
Right, Leinster Munster at the Aviva, a big heavyweight tussle, a big lightweight tussle happening in Las Vegas, and one we've already been talking about earlier in the show. If you missed our Off the Ball panel earlier on, we had Chris Fields, Andy Lee and Kieran Cunningham all in chatting about the Conor McGregor phenomenon, because tonight it is UFC 229. Conor McGregor in the octagon for the first time in almost 2 years. He had the little dust-up with Floyd Mayweather in boxing last year, but he's back where many feel he belongs now, in Las Vegas, a big fight night. And Off the Ball's Niall McGrath is on the line live from Las Vegas. And joins us now. Niall, how are you?
Good morning from Las Vegas, Tommy. How are you? Good to chat to you. Hell of a fight. Big one coming up here tonight.
Yes, absolutely. How? Just put it into context for us. I know you've a good sort of background to both the McGregor phenomenon and UFC fights in general. How is this fitting into the greater history of big UFC nights?
I think in terms of actually a fight itself, I think, you know, for the UFC, for Conor McGregor, for Khabib Nurmagomedov, probably Conor's toughest fight he's ever had in his career. And Khabib, such a dominant guy, you know, being 26-0 and the lightweight champion. The way both guys conduct themselves as well, you know, both brash, confident, arrogant characters. So I believe this is going to be the UFC's biggest event of all time. The atmosphere, you know, it's grown during the week, but I think the UFC might have outpriced some of the fans with tickets. There does seem to be a lot of Irish here. But a large portion of the Irish fans here actually won't be going to the fight tonight. I think they're just here for the atmosphere. So in terms of pay-per-view numbers for the UFC and in the US market here, I think it's going to do astoundingly well. I think Dana said during the week, 3.5 million it was trending at. I know we have to take Dana's words with a pinch of salt at times, but for me, it really does, especially after the weigh-ins last night, the ceremonial weigh-ins. It definitely has that big fight feeling and atmosphere here in Las Vegas.
How much would a seat set you back as a matter of interest?
As far as I'm aware, the cheapest seats in the arena when the tickets went on sale were $385 US. And that would be right up in the bleachers.
Wow. And will it be sold out? I presume it will be.
Yeah, the tickets sold out in 3 minutes. So It's just going to be interesting to see what type of fans are there, you know, whether it's the celebrity fans. I think we saw Drake up there last night on the stage at the ceremonial weigh-ins with Conor McGregor. So it just shows you the magnitude of this fight that's happening in Las Vegas tonight. It really is the talk of the town. You go around Las Vegas, just behind me there in the MGM, the billboards, Conor McGregor and Khabib Nurmagomedov. It's dominated the talk here in Las Vegas all week. So that shows me, and it says to me, that this fight is definitely, I think, going to break UFC records for pay-per-view sales tonight.
Well, I'm sure Drake wouldn't back a loser anyway. Just on that whole thing then, Niall, I'm sure you've a good sense of that UFC, they need Conor. He's been 2 years out of the octagon and he's been around, he's been hanging around fights, he's been jumping into, you know, other people's fights, and he's been, you know, getting into his bother with the bus. Just how big is this for the UFC? By the way, as Newcastle have just taken the lead at Old Trafford, it's Manchester United 0, Newcastle 1, just 7 minutes gone there. David De Gea beaten by, we'll give you an update on the goal scorer very shortly. But back to UFC, Niall. Just how important is it for the UFC to have Conor McGregor back filling arenas and selling pay-per-views?
Oh, it's hugely important. I think that reflects on the, you know, the speculated money. I know I got the official disclosed payouts from the Nevada Athletic Commission last night. They read Khabib Nurmagomedov $2 million, Conor McGregor $3 million. But that's not going to be, man. Conor's going to be looking at an excess of $50 million for this fight in terms of what he's going to get off the pay-per-view cut and sales as well. This is a huge, huge fight. And I think that's sort of reflected, you know, in the UFC. It's been a long road to get him back. It's been 2 years. And I think, you know, John Jones being ruled out and you know, not being around in that period of time as well has definitely hurt the organization. They've had some of their worst TV numbers in recent months. You know, this being on pay-per-view, that's where they make their bread and butter. And I think, you know, having Conor back, you know, America and especially Las Vegas, I think this needs to be said as well, you know, they have adopted him here in Las Vegas as a second son almost. It's insane. Everyone you hear, any of the locals here, they are big, big Conor McGregor fans. So I think that just says to you, when you're in Las Vegas, Sin City, and, you know, the people in Las Vegas, the locals here, are taking Conor McGregor as one of their own. I think, you know, that sort of says to me that, you know, the people here love him and he's a big, big sell in America. So, you know, without doubt, with the amount of problems they've had with USADA Brock Lesnar, as I mentioned as well. John Jones is back in a few weeks from his suspension. So, yeah, they've really lacked a clear pay-per-view market seller for them. And that man is Conor McGregor, and he's back tonight. And I expect, as I said, for this to break US pay-per-view, UFC records.
Kennedy, the scorer for Newcastle there at Old Trafford. And of course, the story is going around in the last 24 hours or so that this may well be the final straw for Jose Mourinho if things don't go well this evening. Does that mean then, Niall, that Conor McGregor's whip hand in the negotiations of this must have been so strong in terms of he took his time away from the ring, he went to fight in a different sport. I know the UFC got a chunk of that, but you know his ability to negotiate his position in this fight.
100%. You know, it's all about Conor, really. You know, in terms of what the UFC do, he would have had a massive, massive say. You know, they've been trying to get him back for the last 2 years. Obviously, he did the Floyd Mayweather fight. But in terms of selling, and I think if you look at the new contract as well, he signed a 6-fight deal. You know, it's going to be reported worth hundreds of millions of dollars. But in terms of that as well, I think, you know, after this fight, the UFC probably have one fight guaranteed for Conor. And I'd say there's then another renegotiation contracts. Sort of clause in that contract. So yeah, it is all Conor, and I think it's, you know, everyone sort of knows that. I don't think it's rocket science to know that the UFC have been so desperate to get a pay-per-view star back, and they need Conor, and I think they're willing to pay him the huge bucks in order to get him back.
It's 2-0 to Newcastle at Old Trafford after just 10 minutes. It's Yoshihori Muto has scored to make it 2-0. Extraordinary scenes at Old Trafford. The TV cameras panning around the crowd there and just scenes of absolute just shock around Old Trafford. Perhaps they shouldn't be too shocked given how Manchester United have been playing. Jose Mourinho absolutely berating his defence for terrible defending for both those goals. So that's 2-0 to Manchester United. After just 10 minutes at 2-0 to Newcastle United, rather, after just 10 minutes at Old Trafford, things going from bad to worse for United, for Manchester United, and for their manager Jose Mourinho. Somebody's just said in my ear, by the way, Niall, that you are a United fan, and
I am
that's
indeed.
Not what
I
you want like to hear to start your day in Vegas.
I don't want to be. I don't want to be hearing that. I'm focused on the fights tonight, so I'll park that till Monday.
For United, it's the equivalent of what McGregor did to Jose Aldo a couple of years ago. A very early knockout by Newcastle. There, how is this fight going to go, Niall? Everybody's read the previews, and we've had Chris Fields on, and he's been talking about the different styles and what McGregor will do and can do. The contrast in styles is the thing that everybody picks out. And is it a case that McGregor simply must just stay on his feet and not get drawn to the ground by Khabib?
100%. I don't think there's an awful lot past that. I think, you know, maybe people don't give Conor enough credit for his ground game. He's, you know, he's very tidy on the ground, obviously not up to the level of Khabib Nurmagomedov, but for Conor, yeah, like it's 100% about keeping on the feet, you know, establishing his range as well. I think he wants to get right in Khabib's face. He doesn't want to give Khabib any, you know, space in order for Khabib to be able to take him down or shoot a takedown to get him down to the ground. And Khabib, you know, it's no secret he does. And I think that's why he's so willing to fight anybody, because it's about actually neutralizing Khabib, and no one's been able to do that so far. And I think that's why this fight is so fascinating. And you've obviously the power of Conor on the feet, that fantastic left hand. But, you know, Conor's, people talk about the left hand, you know, he's very good as well. You know, he's a very good right hook. He's some fantastic tools in there. It's all going to be striking from Conor McGregor. So it's that's what he's going to try and do, is assert himself upon Khabib. And Khabib as well is going to try and assert himself on Conor McGregor. So I think both guys are going out right from the get-go here. And I actually can't see this fight going outside 2-3 rounds. You know, that's what I've said all week, and I'm going to stick by that, because I think both guys are going to be incredibly aggressive on the front foot here tonight. So that's what makes it so fascinating, Tommy, and it's an intriguing matchup. Honestly, it is.
Worst comes to the worst, and McGregor ends up on the floor in the first round or the second round. What does he do then? Has he done enough in his training camp? I know he's been wrestling some really tough sparring partners in terms of wrestlers to prepare for this. Can he get himself out of trouble if that happens?
I think so, yeah. You know, Khabib doesn't have a massive finish rate. It's just about the amount of punishment he dishes out in his opponent. So if Conor can weather the storm in that first round, and I think it's crucial maybe when you're fighting Khabib that you attack off your back, you try and land some elbows. And I think Conor might try to do that tonight. I think, you know, the further you let him sort of manipulate you on the ground and get you into positions he wants you to get you into, he gets this crucifix position where he traps an arm. And I've talked about that a lot, and it's once your arm is trapped, you're in big, big trouble. You've obviously only one arm to defend with, and he'll land punches. So that's a big, big area for me. So I hope Conor tries to tackle off his back, because if you lay there and let him get positions, you're going to be in a world of hurt for the night. But if he can weather the storm, listen, I do fancy Conor to win this fight, because I think, you know, Habib's stand-up, there's a lot of flaws in it. But it's just fascinating to see how this pans out. Who can get the first assertive forward and dominant pressure is going to win this fight?
Nobody has obviously capitalized on weaknesses that you see then in Khabib. He's a 26-0 record. Why is that the case? Has he just not fought somebody of McGregor's standard before?
Yeah, I don't think he's, you know, on the level of striking that Conor's on. We can look at his last two fights. Obviously a short notice replacement in Brooklyn in Ali Aquinta. And Al, I felt, had opportunities in that fight to land big, and he was very hesitant with his right hand. He used his jab well. Habib has a tendency, to get caught with overhand rights and lefts as well. It's just, he just doesn't seem as if he's really evolved in that area of his game. So I think that's going to be a big problem for Habib. We look, also, I've mentioned this quite a lot going into this fight, is his unwillingness to, you know, obey a game plan from his corner and his coaching staff, including head coach Javier Mendez. I spoke with Javier a number of weeks ago, and Javier, you know, they're openly admitting that he's had problems obeying what his corner wants him to do. So I think, you know, if we look at the press conferences during the week and obviously the weigh-in last night, the way Habib has reacted emotionally towards the Irish, towards Conor McGregor, I think Conor has got under Habib's skin a little bit here. And there's always that tendency that Habib might go out and go off his game plan. And I think Conor might have unsettled him last night and during the week, obviously being late for the press conference as well when Habib walked out. So, you know, any sort of advantage for Conor here in terms of getting underneath Habib's skin is going to be a big, big plus. But yes, he has never fought a striker on the level of Conor McGregor, 100%. Conor is going to be the toughest challenge for Habib he's faced in his career in terms of stand-up.
Hold that thought for a moment, Niall. We can go to Old Trafford now and get an update there from Darren Stanage.
Manchester United 0, Newcastle 2. A dream start for Newcastle here, hitting United with two goals in 3 minutes. This time it's Muto, the man making his first start for the club, who has scored the second. Cross came in from the right-hand side. He was able to take a touch, turn around and fire the ball past De Gea. Manchester United 0, Newcastle 2.
Yeah, it could be the end days for Jose Mourinho there. A substitution being planned already. I see Juan Mata getting a strip to come on. Desperation stakes for United there. Newcastle 2-0 up 16 minutes or so on the clock there. You talked there about getting under Khabib's skin, and we all know that's what Conor McGregor does in the weeks and the days and the build-up to these fights. I find it extraordinary, though, because maybe people outside the game think that there's an element of pantomime involved, and it's like, you know, the whole thing of let's sell the tickets here, lads, and after the game they'll embrace and there'll be respect and dignity, you know, after the fight. But genuinely, we've seen it before that he does have the ability to actually really upset these guys and make them mentally not fight in the way that they might have planned to do.
Yeah, you know, 100%. You know, I've heard people say it's, you know, compared to WWE, it goes on in boxing as well, you know. But if you go back as far as the Jose Aldo fight, even further back when Conor was in Cage Warriors, you know, on the local scene, on the European scene back home, he was doing it to every opponent. And, you know, it is a massive psychological advantage for me when you're getting under an opponent's skin. It throws them off their game plan if they're not if they can't get their head together on fight night. Jose Aldo, for example, classic example. Jose Aldo just wanted to go out and more or less kill Conor McGregor. Mm. He was so angry in the build-up to that fight. So it's a very, very calculated move on Conor's part. It's something he's always done. And I think he's done it against Habib here. And that's literally, I've been changing my mind on who's going to win this fight for the last 2 weeks. And I thought it was crucial this week. It was always going to be crucial this week to see how Habib reacted. And if you look at some of the comments and some of the things he said over the last 2 or 3 days, he looked visibly, in my opinion, a little bit rattled and over-emotional going into this fight. And I actually thought it happened with Conor a little bit as well in last week's press conference. But if you look at the press conference this week on Thursday, he was very cool, he was very calm, he was very relaxed. And Habib was the one becoming over-aggressive and over-emotional. So I think that's a massively crucial part of the game. And Conor seems in really, really, really good form ahead of this fight. And I think, you know, when Conor's on form like that, he's cool, he's calm, he's calculated. That's a very, very dangerous Conor McGregor. And look at him at the weigh-in yesterday as well. 154.5 pounds. Looked in optimum condition ahead of this fight.
Yeah, well, we were talking earlier on the panel as Manchester United make a substitution. It is Mata coming on for Eric Bailly there. The lads made the point about motivation for Conor, and I think Dana White made the comment, well, you know, he got tired sitting around counting his money and he can't do that. What's driving him now? He's a very rich man. He has had huge success in the UFC. He has obviously tried the boxing thing. He's got, you know, business interests. He's got children. He's got a child and another on the way. What is he trying to achieve now in the UFC?
I think he's trying to achieve is, you know, it's for fighters, it's, you know, you look at fighters, how many fighters make comebacks in their career. It's that competitive edge. You know, once you have that competitive edge as a fighter, you know, it's very, very hard to go away. We see so many fighters come back, you know, make comeback after comeback after comeback after they retire. And I don't think Conor really wants to do that. So I think Conor, you know, he's seen a plan there. He's seen his two titles taken away. He's seen Khabib Nurmagomedov walk around with his world's UFC title that he never lost in the octagon. You know, it was stripped from him, and rightly so. But I think he's seen guys walking around thinking they're ruling this division, and it's really got under his skin over the last year. And I think that's the reason why he's come back. And, you know, this could go down as one of the greatest sort of mini comebacks of all time if Conor McGregor gets the job done. It's huge. I can't really stress how big this fight is for the sport in general, and obviously for mixed martial arts back in Ireland as well. And to have a sports person on that caliber, on that level, I think it should be a real celebration.
A huge thing to come back and do it. Does that suggest that this is a very hard thing to do? And do you fear that 2 years out of MMA specifically will be too long? And that, you know, just the whole atmosphere of the fight and the whole experience of going in and fighting one of those big headline fights on a Saturday night in Vegas, 2 years on, when he's back there again, will he have lost too much in that time out of the octagon?
I think people are forgetting, you know, the Floyd Mayweather fight and the training that was put into that in terms of his stand-up and his boxing. That's only going to help Conor going into this. And in terms of cardio as well, you know, as Camp have said, it's the best cardio camp they've ever had. He looks really, really good. So for me, you know, I don't think there's a massive element of ring rust, especially in his opponent in Khabib tonight as well, because, you know, Conor's going to want to stand and bang. And obviously, you know, he wants to, you know, implement his takedown defense as well, which we've seen has definitely, you know, vastly improved throughout his UFC tenure. So that's not going to be a major issue for me tonight is ring rust. I just think the boxing will have a massive, massive positive for Conor in terms of this fight and the fighter in Khabib Nurmagomedov that he's facing, because Khabib obviously wants this fight to go to the ground. Conor wants to keep it on the feet. So you might even see a better Conor McGregor on the feet. And for me, he is the best striker in the world of mixed martial arts today.
Chris Fields and Andy Lee both concurred when I asked them for a prediction, and they said Conor McGregor was going to win it with an uppercut. They see that as where Khabib is weak, and that is how Conor will end the fight. Yeah. What do you think, Niall? What's your take on it?
I think, you know, if Conor can close the distance, get in there, I would not be surprised if it's quite similar to the finish we saw at UFC 205. In Madison Square Garden when he finished Eddie Alvarez. I think, you know, the uppercut is obviously a big, big area where Conor can catch him. He can also catch him with an overhand right or a right hook. Obviously, the left hand is his big power punch. I would not be surprised if we saw an uppercut as well tonight. It's a line that's been talked about quite a lot over here. So I have Conor to win this fight within two rounds, Tommy. I just think the striking is going to be a big, big issue for Khabib Nurmagomedov to deal with. And I think he's a little bit, maybe, more emotionally invested than we've seen him in other fights before. And he is that kind of fighter, in my opinion, as we said about when I talked to Javier Mendes, that he can get knocked off his game plan in terms of emotional and other things going outside the octagon ahead of a fight. But I do fancy Conor. I think there's too many weaknesses, as I've seen over his last couple of fights against Ally Quinta and Michael Johnson before that, where Michael Johnson actually hurt him on the feet. And Michael Johnson is a very good boxer, but nowhere on the level of Conor McGregor. So I think the Dubliner is going to win back that world UFC lightweight title tonight.
And just finally now, you just hinted there a few moments ago if he does put it off, he'd be deserving of huge respect at home. Do you think if he does, that it would end a sort of sense that there's a whole sense about his behavior out of the ring affecting the perception of him as a person and as a role model, and that he should be looked up to and idolized maybe on a more general level than just the McGregor fan base that's out there?
Well, I think, you know, it does go both ways. You know, his behavior has to improve outside of the octagon. I think we've seen that over the last year. And I think Conor, for me, needs to stay in the octagon, needs to keep fighting. And I think that's when we don't see Conor getting himself in trouble, when he's, you know, constantly training. And I think that's a big thing. And maybe with this new six-fight deal, I think there's maybe a little bit of he's reinvigorated the hunger within himself. So hopefully, and you know, I always say this quite a lot, you know, it's not just Conor McGregor. We've plenty of other mixed martial artists in Ireland that are really representing the sport as well. And for me personally, as a guy who's covered this sport for many years, I'd love to see, you know, other guys get recognition as well, because, you know, there's so many MMA gyms all over Ireland now. And I think we need to really just start accepting the sport as a whole and not just Conor McGregor. That would be the line from me. But definitely in terms of Conor, you know, it does go both ways. He needs to, you know, definitely start behaving a little bit better. And I think we've seen that in the lead up to this fight. You know, he's been definitely a little bit better, a little bit more well behaved over the last 4 months. He stayed out of the newspapers and the back pages. So, you know, fingers crossed.
Definitely. By his own standards, I'd say. Thanks for joining us on the line from Vegas and enjoy the fight.
No problem, lads. Thank you.
Off the ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.